You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
My Creative Rights has been developed by a non-profit organisation, Copyright Licensing New Zealand, to demystify dense legal language around copyright and help writers and artists protect their intellectual property. Free 15-minute consultations with a legal advisor are available, which are being subsidised by Manatū Taonga, Ministry for Culture and Heritage, for a limited time. Artistic and academic Yolanda Hickman works with Copyright Licensing New Zealand as a visual art advisor. Beth spoke with her about My Creative Rights and the importance of knowing your rights as an artist in Aotearoa.
Do you think writers and artists in general experience more obstacles in obtaining copyright knowledge and legal advice regarding their creative works?
I think it can definitely be difficult for writers and artists to gain that kind of knowledge because other creative disciplines such as film and music, the business structure is embedded more in the product, and so there are more clear structures and processes to go through that help you guide and navigate, whereas writers and artists are quite often out on their own, making their craft in their studios and toiling away, and those pathways are a lot less clear. There are less organisations and support systems, so it can be more challenging to try and get that information, even if you're looking for it, but to understand that you have rights or that you can stand up for yourself can be a challenge when you are having conversations with larger organisations who have more knowledge than you. So it can be difficult to know where to go.
Is Aotearoa behind the rest of the world in terms of having, you know, this access to copyright knowledge and legal advice?
I definitely think Aotearoa is a bit behind the rest of the world, which is a shame because we're such a creative and, you know, do-it-yourself country that we should be getting credit for the work and the knowledge that we create. So, for example, in Australia, there's the National Association for the Visual Arts, who are an advocacy organisation for visual artists, provide resources and knowledge to support them. And we don't have the same type of agency in New Zealand. There has been, in the past, Artists Alliance, or there's Art Makers Aotearoa, which are trying to fill that gap. But obviously without the same resource or money behind them, those types of grassroots organisations rely a lot on goodwill of other creators and volunteer work to support them. So there is a gap in New Zealand in accessing that information, but also the legal structures around it. So, for example, the Artists with Sale Royalties Act will be coming in at the end of the year, and that sets us well behind other countries such as the UK and Europe and Australia, who have had schemes like that in place for a long time. So it's a really good moment for Aotearoa to, I think, question what we value in the arts and then to pass that value on to our artists and makers so that they can value their rights and build sustainable careers.
Do we see an exploitation of the intellectual property of artists and writers in Aotearoa?
It's a really difficult question because I think creatives are often grateful for opportunities to show and to share their work. And the flip side of that is we're often asked to provide that free or at low cost. But then also it means we can be taken advantage of, and sometimes in contracts where there might be terms we don't understand or clauses we don't understand, where we might be giving away some of our licensing rights. But also when people just think that creative work doesn't have value and that they can copy or use whatever they want. So a lot of it is actually about educating a wider public to value creative art as work, not just as a nice to have or a hobby or a thing to do on the side, but that it is actually something which contributes to our communities and to our economy to build that more vibrant place to live.
How does My Creative Rights aim to help local artists and writers protect their creative rights?
So My Creative Rights is a platform developed by Copyright Licensing New Zealand, who have a really long history of working with authors and publishers in New Zealand and supporting their rights and advocacy through the copyright landscape. And over the last few years, the LNZ have been building capacity with visual artists, and it's been really exciting to be involved in that journey as a visual arts advisor for their board. My Creative Rights has a couple of different products. So the first one being is a legal service where artists can get free legal advice for, I think it's up to 15 minutes. If you have a quick question or you want someone to look over a contract that you're thinking of signing, or you're not quite sure about something which might feel a little bit off, you can contact a lawyer through My Creative Rights, and that first part is free. The second part is at extremely subsidised rates, because that's always the challenge when you're an artist, is you don't know, first of all, a lawyer who to ask or where to go, but then you can't pay the $500 an hour it might cost. So the Ministry of Culture and Heritage and CLNZ have kindly subsidised that program for the next few months, and I really encourage everyone to make the most of that, even just to ask some questions that might have been burning in your brain for a while. And then the other part is called Catalogue, which is a system to help you organise and track your work history. That includes the exhibition history for artists where you might have shown work or presented in a public forum. For writers and authors, it could just be about your publication history, places your articles are published, the books you might have coming up, any licensing and agreements that you have around that. So you might have a contract or an exhibition with a gallery, so you can store that and keep that safe and track it alongside your artwork. For those people who are also selling work, it can be a way to record your sales history so you can keep track of sales prices, and really just helps you get on top of some of the business around being an artist. So it provided a template and a tool to help you get more information along the way about your copyright as you fill in those fields, because there can be some tricky things in the copyright law which might change how you approach contracts or negotiations.
Does My Creative Rights...
This project was already in the works before the legislation changes were announced, but it just happens to be a really good timing and a dovetailing of a larger cultural conversation we're having about visual artists' rights in Aotearoa. So it's perfect timing, and it also means that the scope of the catalogue platform has kind of grown a little bit to track more of that sales history. The auction house licensing scheme has already been up and running for about 18 months, 2 years now, which is also another program that Copyright Licensing New Zealand initiated, where if artists have works for sale in catalogues published by auction houses, that they receive money for the reproduction rights for those images. And so that's something we see happening in other industries, that artists don't always know they have the right to ask for that. So it's really building on all the good work that CLNZ has been doing, but then looking to the future with that artist resale royalties scheme coming in, and also with larger copyright reforms coming in under the Free Trade Agreement with the UK over the next few years.
So how do people, how can they get involved and how can they sign up?
Yeah, no, great question. So you can go to the Copyright Licensing New Zealand website. Really easy to navigate. You can sign up for free for one project. There is a subscription model for more projects if you want, but at least you can get in and get started, have a play and see if it works for you. I've had a go and it's nice to see the pictures and to track all the history and have everything in one place rather than my usual disorganised desktop folder system of chaos. So I really recommend it as a way to even start thinking about how you approach the business of being a visual arts practitioner or any creative in New Zealand, because those are the skills we're often not taught. You know, they're the things we procrastinate and put off. I know
yep.
I do. I want to spend as much time as I can in the studio, and that's just something I pretend doesn't exist until I need it to. So it's good to have that system there so everything is nice and tidy and I don't have to worry about it too much.
That was artist and academic Yolanda Hickman speaking to Beth about My Creative Rights, a program that is currently providing artists in Aotearoa access to free legal advice.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.